奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Scripture together.
今天下午，跟大家来谈一谈蒙福的途径。
And this afternoon, we would like to talk about the way of receiving blessings.
我们今天的读经进度是读诗篇四十一篇哈。
Today, based on our progress, we are to read Psalm 41.
那诗篇从第一篇到四十一篇，这是卷万，这是诗篇分成五卷的第一卷。
The Psalm is actually divided into five books, and from chapter 1 to 41 is the first book.
那这一卷一共有四十一篇称作有福的诗篇。
This book, which consists of 41 psalms, is called the Psalm of Blessings.
就是它一开头的时候，就是说谁是有福的。
From the very beginning, it talks about who is the blessed.
如果看英文就会非常清楚，它开头第一个字就是有福。
If you read the English version, you see that the first word is blessed.
第一篇的第一节就是有福。
Psalm 1 verse 1 is blessed.
那到四十一篇，第四十一篇，它第一节也是有福。
All the way until Psalm 41, which also begins with the word blessed.
他说谁是有福的？
Blessed is he who does this.
那所以你就看他从有福开头，以有福结束。
You can see that this book begins with the word of blessing and also ends with it.
那我们在现在读完了四十一篇，明天开始就是要进入以诗帖记。
After this, we are to begin the book of Esther tomorrow.
所以从明天开始的读经进度是读以诗帖记，就是在尼希米记之后的以诗帖记。
So starting tomorrow, we'll be reading Esther, which follows Nehemiah.
那所以今天下午的这个聚会，小弟想要用诗篇第一卷里面有关于有福的这个应许来跟大家查考，怎么能够得到神的祝福。
This afternoon, I would like to base our sharing on Psalm 1 on how we can receive blessings.
从这第一卷诗篇一共四十一篇里面，我们可以归纳几个很重要的途径，是让我们可以蒙受神的祝福，是很简单的，在我们生活当中就可以领受得到。
There are several ways which we can summarize into, which show us how we can receive blessings.
我们现在请第一个先请看三十三篇诗篇三十三篇。
First, let's refer to Psalm 33.
第十二节
，verse 12.
第十二节
，verse 12.
以主为神的那国是有福的，他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance.
你看这里，他就告诉我们说，今天如果能够被神拣选的人，就是有福的。
Here we can see that for those who are chosen by God, these are the blessed people.
那被拣选的如果能够以这位创造天地的主为这位神为他的主，那个国那个民就是有福的。
If these people are willing to have God as the Lord, then these people are the blessed nation.
这位神在诗篇里面，他一直在强调他是创造宇宙天地万物的真神。
Psalm keeps emphasizing that this God of ours is really the God who created the heavens and the earth.
这宇宙穹苍是神荣耀的创造。
All that is in this universe and its glory were created by God Himself.
所以诗篇我们在读的时候，我们会发现他一直在作者一直在赞美神的伟大的创造，非常的奇妙。
We will find that the authors of Psalm kept praising about the wonder and also the glory of God's creation.
第八篇的第一节说：“主我们的神啊。”你的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显在天。
Chapter 8, verse 1 reads, O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens.
所以我们如果举头去看神所创造这天地这个美丽的穹苍啊。
If we raise our head to look at the creation that God has created.
那这在诉说神的智慧，在诉说神的荣耀。
Everything speaks of the wisdom and glory of God.
所以 诗篇里面呢，通常我们会看到说很多很多的观察都是很细微的，诗人他们真的是很用心的在享受神的创造。
We can actually see a lot of very detailed description in the psalm about the creation of God and how men get to enjoy them.
你看，现在看第十九篇。
Let's now refer to chapter 19.
十九篇第一节。
Psalm 19, verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge.
第三节说，无言无语，也无声音可听。
Verse 3 reads, There is no speech, no language, where the voice is not heard.
神他并没有出声音跟人家说我很伟大。
God did not utter any word saying that he's great.
但是他的创造，他所安排的这个宇宙天象，就默默地在述说神他的智慧，他的荣耀。
But his creation, the heavens and the earth, speak of his glory.
他的这个天上的神所创造这个星宿，他所发出的言语呢，是要用心去体会的。
And what shows in the firmament is actually to be felt by the heart.
那所以这位神啊，他是很奇妙。
So this God is very wonderful.
你看我们人到现在这个时候，我们孩子能够了解一点点有关于神的创造而已。
Even to this point, humans can only understand so much, or actually so little, about God's creation.
你看最近这个天文学，他们发现说，在我们太阳系里面，应该存在第九个行星。
In the study of the cosmos, we only just recently say that there's the ninth planet.
但是这个是已经神早就创造好的，只是我们到现在才发现而已。
But God had already created this a long time ago. It's only discovered by men recently.
我们人真的是太渺小了，神的创造的宇宙太广阔了。
Men are too insignificant in relation to the greatness of God's creation.
我们如果越探究神的创造，就越发现神真的是深不可测，他的荣耀无法形容。
The more we understand of God's work, the more we will praise how great His work is and how small our knowledge is by comparison.
从最远阔的宇宙星象到最小的我们人的细胞生命，这个现象我们都没办法完全了解。
From the vastness of the universe to the minute details of human cells, we cannot really understand.
所以你看，这个就是这位神，我们所敬拜这位神。
This is the God that we worship.
那这个神呢，他的声音其实我们如果用心听，也可以听得到。
The voice of this God can actually be heard if we listen with our heart.
第二十九篇的第三节说
，In chapter 29, verse 3, it reads，
他说：“主的声音发在水上，荣耀的神打雷，主打雷在大水之上。”
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters.
第四节，主的声音大有能力，主的声音满有威严。
Verse 4, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
你看，我们有时候注意听听看这个。天地间哦，神所发的声音呢
？If we really listen to the voices that are uttered by God in the universe，
他的声音会让我们敬畏。
His voice will make us fear，
因为我们人没有办法出这样的声音。
Because man cannot utter this kind of voice，
我们人在神面前就像没有存在一样。
Before God， we are as if we do not exist。
哦，所以这位主是永远做王的，他坐在宝座上。
So this Lord is the King eternal who sits on the throne.
所以我们今天何其有幸能够被这位伟大的神拣选为他的子民。
Today we are so blessed to be chosen by this God to be his people.
所以其实我们今天能够坐在这里敬拜神，这就是神一个很大的恩典。
The fact that we are sitting here is really a great blessing of this God.
其实我们的生命早就在神的计划当中，在神的拣选里面的。
In fact, our lives were already part of God's plan.
所以被神拣选的人是有福的。
So those of us who have been chosen by God, we are truly indeed blessed.
以弗所书第一章第三节、第四节说
，In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, it says,
愿颂赞归给我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
第四节说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Verse 4 just says, He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love.
这个拣选，创世以前的拣选，是神智慧、神救恩的安排。
This choosing before the foundation of the earth is really of God's wisdom and of His salvation.
从万民当中，神拣选了我们。
From all people, God has chosen us.
然后他称我们做他的子民，我们是他的儿女。
He called us His children.
他亲自成为我们的父亲呢。
He becomes our father.
所以能够在归在他名下的人是有福的。
So those who are called under His name are blessed.
这是我们第一个福气。
This is our first blessing.
这是神主动给的，不是我们自己去找的。
This blessing is given to us by God on His own initiative.
所以神他有这样一个美好的恩惠要给每一个人呢，哈。
This is
是透过他的创造。
This blessing, which He has chosen to give to, us, is really through His creation.
现在他特别要拣选我们进入他的家里面来。
And now He has chosen us to be in His household.
那现在换成我们面对神的这个拣选，我们要怎么样回应他呢？
Therefore, for us who have been called to this blessing, how shall we react to it?
我们现在看回来诗篇第二篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 2.
接下来呢，我们如果明白神的拣选之后，我们要真的愿意来倚靠他。
If we really understand God's choosing, we must rely on Him.
这个有恩典的神，他乐意的把所有的福气给我们呢。
God, a blessing, would be willing to give us all sort of grace.
我们现在请看第二篇的第十二节。
Let's refer to Psalm 2, verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
他说，当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him.
这个子，这个用嘴亲儿子，这个子是大写的，这个是指的基督。
The Son, which is in the phrase kiss the Son, is capitalized, which is referring to Christ.
这个诗篇第二篇，它是在预言耶稣基督是受膏的君王，永远做王的。
In fact, Psalm 2 is prefiguring how Christ shall be the king who is forever.
耶稣基督是成为神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他是照神的旨意，你看道成肉身，进入人间，带了一个身份叫做神的儿子来的。
According to the will of God, he came into the world as the Son of God.
那这个儿子是要掌权的。
And this Son shall have power.
这个天下万国的所有权柄都是给他的。
And the power of all the nations, of all the kingdoms are his.
那所以他这里特别提到说要对这位王，受膏的君王要敬畏，要尊敬，要崇拜。
And it says here that all shall honor this king, and all shall fear him.
在他面前要存一个敬畏的心。
And all shall put their trust, and also their reverence in him.
那到第十二节说要来用嘴亲这个儿子。
And verse 12
是爱他。
Says to kiss the son, which is to love him.
也就是要跟他亲近。
That is to be close to him.
那说这样子我们就不会。惹他的发怒。
When we do that, we would not make him angry.
这个是好像神怎么会这么小气？他如果我们不爱他，他就要对我们发怒呢？
Is God really like this, where he would be angry very easily with us?
是因为神对我们的爱是专一的爱。
But actually, in fact, it's because of this unwavering love of God toward us.
神他对我们的爱是，他是他那个爱是希望我们能够。也是能够专心爱他，因为他是这样专心爱我们的。
The love of God is such that He wants us to love Him back because that's how He loves us.
所以神他要我们全部的心呢。
God wants all of our heart.
我们现在看这个神的爱，看雅各第八章。
Let's turn to James chapter.
雅各，雅各。
Song of Songs chapter 8.
雅各第八章。
Chapter 8.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他既然拣选我们，他就把我们放在他的心上。
Since he has chosen us, he would put us in his heart.
第八章第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在你背上如戳记，因为爱情如死之坚强，嫉妒如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是神的烈焰。
Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as a grave. Its flame are flames of fire, a most vehement flame.
第七节，爱情重水不能熄灭，大水不能够淹没。若有人拿家中所有的财宝要来换爱情，就全被藐视。
7. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised.
这段圣经在描述神对我们的爱。
This passage is describing the love that God has for us.
他对我们的爱，是像死之坚强，是 不改变的，就是一直到结束的，没有结束的。
This love is as strong as death, and there is no end to it.
那说神的这个爱情是重水不能熄灭。
And this love cannot be quenched with many waters.
是不能用世界上的财宝来换的了。
It cannot be exchanged with all the wealth in this world.
神对我们这个爱，我们有办法感受到吗？
Can we feel this love from God?
这是雅各这个作者他所感受到的神跟他的关系。
This is what the author of Song of Song felt.In relation to his relationship with God.
那其实，在诗篇里面，在预言耶稣基督，他对我们的爱，其实就是像这样子。
When the book of Psalm described the love of Christ, this actually is the same.
他要我们也真的能够领受他这样的一个很亲密的、很直接的爱。
He really wants us to feel this very direct, intimate love.
那我们也可以这样的爱他。
And we can love him so.
所以神他应许把一切的福气都给我们了。
So God has promised all sorts of blessings.
这是为什么主耶稣他把他所有的一切都献在十字架上，在神面前。
This is the reason why our Lord Jesus Christ gave up everything on the cross.
毫无保留的
，without any reservation.
所以真正的爱是他把他所有的都给的，给了他所爱的人了。
The true love that he had exhibited is that he has given everything for those he loved.
生命最宝贵。
Life is the most precious.
天底下还有什么东西能够换生命呢
？Under heaven, what else can actually be exchanged for life?
主耶稣都把生命给了我们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ gave His life.
他还有什么福气他会保留不让我们来分享呢
？What type of blessing would He save from us?
所以诗篇二篇的第十二节说：“凡投靠他的，就是有福的。
”So in
第二篇的十二节。
In Psalm 2, verse 12, it mentions that he has,
凡投靠他的,
that those who trust in him,
都是有福的, 愿意来投靠神的, 你就得, 就真的得到这个应许的了。
And that they are blessed and that they have this promise.
所以投靠主在诗篇第一节里面一直在强调, 要投靠他, 要等候他。
In Psalm number 1, it keeps emphasizing, that we need to trust in him.
我们比如说，我们现在再看回来，看回来诗篇第三十四篇。
For example, if you turn back to Psalm 34,
三十四篇第八节
，verse 8,
三十四篇第八节说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他人有福了。”
Psalm 34, verse 8, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him.
你看，他这里说，我们可以来尝尝主恩的滋味了。
We can really taste the goodness of Christ.
那个主恩的滋味，就是神的这个恩典是要我们去体会的，不是只是理性上的知道而已。
The grace of God is for us to experience. It is not just a knowledge.
那这个三十四篇也是大卫所写的。
Psalm 34 is written by David.
第三十四篇第四节他说：“我曾寻求神，他就应允我；我祷告，他曾经回应我。”
In verse 4, he said, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me."
当我有恐惧的时候，我祷告神，神就让我脱离恐惧，我就不害怕，我就有平安了。
And when he had fears, he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord delivered him.
第五节说，当我仰望他的时候，他就让我有荣光，就是有荣耀。
Verse 5, he looked to the Lord, and there were glory.
那他说，投靠主的，仰望他的就不会羞愧。
And those who really trust in him, they shall not be put to shame.
我这个困苦人呼求，神就垂听。
And for someone who is poor like him, who cried out, the Lord would hear him.
然后神就救我脱离一切的患难了。
And God saved him out of all his troubles.
所以这位主呢，他看着我们一切的活动。
So this Lord could see everything that happens around us.
知道我们在受苦。
He knows that we are suffering.
他会按照他的时候来让我们经历他的拯救。
And according to his timing, he would save us.
所以第七节说，神的使者在敬畏他人视为安宁，要搭救他们。
Verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them.
真的，我们今天如果来投靠主的，我们就会尝到他的智慧了。
Truly indeed, if we come and trust in the Lord, we will get to taste his goodness.
他说又美又善。
It says that this is good.
他是神给我们的都是恰到好处，在适当的时机里。
What Lord gives to us is just right and is at the right time.
我们若应该投靠他的，我们就得拯救了。
As long as we are willing to trust in him, we shall be saved.
有些时候我们是恩典是我们如果有体验的时候就知道神是可靠的。
Sometimes when we have the experience, we feel that God is trustworthy.
你看，有时候我们生活当中，即使一些小事我们就会感受到其实神在照顾我们。
When we look at even the smaller things in life, we can actually see the arrangement from God.
我听了一个见证，一个弟兄他的见证。
I've heard a testimony from a brother.
他本来也不是在教会长大，他是从外面因为朋友的介绍来教会慕道，然后来信主。
Through his friend's introduction, he came to our church, and so he did not grow up in the church.
长大之后，读完大学，青年的时代才来信主。
So it was after college that he came to believe.
他说有一次他丢掉他的钱包。
He said one time he lost his wallet.
他的钱包他很珍贵，因为这个东西是他的妻子在当时还是男女朋友的时候送给他的礼物，他很珍惜这个礼物。
And that wallet happened to be a gift that his wife gave to him when they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
那这个礼物是没有办法取代的。
And this gift was something that is very hard to replace.
不是那个钱包多有价值，而是它对他来说意义很深重。
It's not that the wallet itself costs a lot of money, but the meaning behind it.
他说，这个钱包掉了，他当时非常的懊悔，怎么会这么不小心？那钱包掉了，没有可能再拿回来了。
So he felt very sorry for having lost this wallet.
因为他是在喝咖啡的时候把那个钱包放在椅子上，然后就不见了。忘记了，他就被拿走了。
It was during the time when he was having some coffee and left it on a chair, and that's how he lost it.
想说他就想说，那这下子他很可惜，一直觉得怎么会这么不小心呢？
He just kept feeling how could he be so careless.
但是没有想到，大概几个星期之后，他的太太接到一通电话。
But beyond his expectation, after a few weeks, his wife received a call.
有人问他们说，你们是不是丢掉钱包了？
Someone asked, have you lost a wallet?
那是因为他钱包里面有一张收据，是有他太太的电话。
Because in the wallet, there was a receipt that has the wife's phone number.
这个电话打进来，他说有啊，我们丢掉一个钱包没有错，他就发现是他们的钱包。
So they respond, yes, we have lost a wallet and found out that this was the wallet he lost.
而且这个打电话来的是从修车厂打来的。
And in fact, the call came in from an auto shop.
他就觉得怎么会这个钱包最后跑到这个地方来了呢？
So he was very puzzled as to how the wallet ended up at that place.
原来你看他丢掉一个东西，他就跟神主耶稣祷告。
So actually what happened was he prayed to the Lord about his lost item.
希望他所珍爱的这个东西能够再找回来啊。
He really wished for this precious thing be found again.
主就真的听了他祷告了。
And this is how the Lord listened to his prayer.
他把这个小事也投靠神啊，就跟主耶稣讲啊，不然要是找警察也没有用啊。
Even in this small matter, he entrusted to the Lord because even finding a police may not be of help.
后来他发现，这个对方跟他说，这个钱包是怎么找到的。
Later on, he found out from the person how the wallet was found.
他说这个钱包是在 公车在 一台公车上面的最后的座椅的后面掉到车子底下去才被找到的。
And in fact, what happened was this wallet actually fell onto the ground at the last row of a bus.
是塞在那个椅子的那个空隙底下的。
And actually, it fell into the crevices of the seats.
那就这么巧，这部公车后来被撞了，
and、
后面被撞了。
Incidentally, this bus was actually hit at the back.
后面被撞就送去修车厂修理。
Because of that, it was sent to an auto shop.
啊，去修理的时候就要拆椅子，把后排的椅子把它拆了。
Because of the need for repair, so they took apart the seats at the back.
一拆的时候，这个皮包就掉下来了。
When they did that, then the wallet came out.
那掉下来里面就有这个他的资料。
And because of that, they were able to find information from the wallet.
就找到这个主人。
And that's how they found them.
那就是这么巧。
But this is how coincidental everything was.
后来我们这位弟兄说，他很知道，这就是神让这部公车去被撞出车祸。
So this brother knew that the accident really happened for a reason.
真的就是因为这样子，所以神让他的钱包被找回来了。
And this is how his wallet was found at the end.
他说如果没有这车子没有被撞，他说甚至连这整部公车都报废了。他的皮包放在那边都不会有人知道。
This accident, if it were not to happen, then that bus would have never been discovered.
因为没有人会去拆那个椅子，然后到后面看到有这个皮包掉在底下。Yeah.
No one would actually take apart seats for no reason.
所以他当他找到他的皮包的时候，他非常的感谢神。
When he found his wallet, he was very thankful to God.
他就知道说，哎呀，投靠神的人真的是有福的。
He knew that it is true that those who trust in the Lord are blessed.
当我们尝到了主恩这样的滋味之后，
when we taste the grace of the Lord this way,
真的事情没有大小，我们都可以放心的来跟主耶稣说。
It really doesn't matter whether the matter is great or small.
我们愿意寻求他的，真的什么好处都不缺。
We can entrust everything to the Lord.
所以你看第三十四篇的第九节说。
We can look at Psalm 34, verse 9.
主的圣名啊，你们应当敬畏他，因为敬畏他一无所缺。
Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no one to those who fear him.
第十节说，少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求神的什么好处都不缺。
Verse 10, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
所以我们今天愿意来投靠神的，我们就得福气。
So today, if we're willing to come and entrust in the Lord,We shall be blessed.
那更不用说，当我们遇到很危险、很急难的时候，更是要来呼求这位主。
Much less the time that we have difficulties.
当我们有主可以靠的时候，真的很好。
When we have the Lord to rely on, it is indeed a great thing.
我们有一位弟兄，他在开车的时候遇到危险了。
We have a brother who encountered a difficulty while he was driving.
他说他到山上去送货。
He was
going. 他做生意人呢。
He is a businessman, and he was going up to the mountain to deliver some goods.
到山上送这个路，他本来走了很多次，他很熟了。
Because he was very familiar with the way, he went up as normal.
就这么一次，他送货回来的时候，那条路改道，因为台风的关系，这个路被改路线了。
But because of typhoon, the route was changed that one time.
那他送货回来的时候，在一个傍晚的晚上路。视线不明，他不知道这个路，他的那个转弯是那么急的转弯呢。他因为他以前没有开过。
So, towards the end of the day, he was coming back, but because the route was changed, and he actually did not realize there was a sharp curve.
这个车子是下坡，路是下坡，又最后又急转弯。
And it was actually going downhill, and there was actually a very sharp turn at the end.
他等到他下坡的时候，他发现他刹不住车了，来不及了。
Came to realize he could not stop in time.
在那个急难当中，大声的呼求主，哈利路亚。
And during that moment of danger, he cried out, "Hallelujah!"
他如果刹不住，他就冲下去了。
If he really could not stop in time, he would just
掉到悬崖去了。
Just fall into the cliff.
他如果转弯，他如果车子操作不当，他就翻车了。
And if he actually did not control his car well, he would flip over.
哎，就是神的保护就这么奇妙。
But the protection of God is so wonderful.
当他下坡的时候
as he was going down.
发现自己不行了，赶快喊主啊，救我！
After he cried out, Lord, please save me.
他这个车子就这样子，用两个轮子这样子，像特技表演这样子转过来。
His car was just like the special effects or the shows where it just turns around.
所以他在这样子刹车当中，就两个车子，两个轮子这样子，两轮着地这样子转弯，转下来刚刚好，这样就啊平安回家。
And the two wheels just turned just at the right time, and that's how he got home safely.
这个就是神的保护啊。
This is really the protection of God.
真的来投靠主人有福了。
Indeed, those who trust in the Lord are blessed.
他被经历了主的拯救之后
，After he had been saved,
神把他的命留下来了。
God preserved his life.
他后来发现，原来神有美好的旨意。
He later realized that God had His good will.
因为两个月之后，他的妻子发现生病了。
2 months later, he found out that his wife was ill.
他的妻子生病，需要他来帮照顾。
And she needed him to take care of her.
他们夫妻两个可以同心来求神，来带领他们走过这个很忧伤的时期。
So, the couple could actually walk together and ask God to help them to walk through this very difficult period of time.
神就让他的生命保存，后来他妻子的这个病呢，也得到神的保守。
And God preserved his life, and later on, God also protected the wife from the illness.
所以真的敬畏神的，寻求神的，什么好处都不缺。
That is indeed true, and whoever trusts in the Lord, they are not short of any grace.
危险得拯救，病痛得医治。
Even with danger, we shall be protected, and with illness, we can be cured.
所以投靠他的有福了。
So blessed are those who trust in him.
那我们现在投靠主，我们要愿意走在他路上的。
When we trust in him, we must be willing to walk in his way.
我们投靠主，不是只是说我有需要的时候，我来找这位神。
To trust in Him doesn't mean that we only look for this God when we need Him.
那当我都平安都顺利的，不需要神的时候，就跟神说拜拜了。
And when everything is going smoothly, then I can just say goodbye to God.
真的，世人很多人，他们不是就是用这样的心态来拜神吗？来找神吗
？Isn't that how a lot of the people in this world worship God?
所以有人把神当个医生，把教会当作医院。
Some people treat God as a doctor and church as a hospital.
平安之后就不用去医院，就不需要这个医生了。
And when things are peaceful, they no longer need the doctor or the hospital.
但是这样的信仰并不是神所要的。
But this kind of faith is not one that God wants.
神要我们来投靠他。
God wants us to trust in him.
他是要让我们整个生命能够跟他的性情有份的。
He wants our entire life to be related to him.
也是当我们投靠他的时候，我们是愿意遵行他的话来过日子。
And that while we rely on him, we also rely on his word to walk our whole life.
接下来我们就会改变我们的生活作息。
We would then change our way, our way of doing things.
我们会很在意神对我们的要求。
We would be very concerned about what God requires of us.
因为神要我们做的一定是对我们有好处的。
Because what He wants from us is good for us.
他要把更多的福气给我们。
He wants to give more blessings to us.
所以我们愿意遵行他的话来生活。
That we are willing to live according to His word.
我们现在看诗篇第一篇第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 1 verse 1.
诗篇第一篇第一节。
Psalm 1 verse 1.
他说：“不从恶人的计谋。”不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。唯喜爱主的律法的昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
这里说我们投靠主之后，我们接下去会把神的话语记在心里，昼夜思想。
It says that once we trust in the Lord, we will actually put the law of the Lord in our heart and meditate day and night.
我们会喜爱神讲的话。
We would love the word of the Lord.
我们不会把神的话当作一种束缚，它让我失去自由。
We would not think that the word of the Lord is a type of bondage.
而是神的话语就是要帮助我们过一个更圣洁、更有秩序的生活。
But whether His word helps us to be more holy, to live more orderly.
所以我们就会注意我们做什么事。
We would then pay attention to what we do.
我们在想什么？
What we think.
我们跟哪些人在相处？
And who are the people we interact with?
所以第一节是说不从恶人的计谋。
Verse 1 says that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly.
也就是说我们做的事情一定会知道说什么叫做敬虔的事，什么是不敬虔，是神不喜悦的。
That is, we know what is actually godly and what is not.
不占罪人的道路。
Nor stands in the path of sinners.
也就是说我们会跟罪恶保持距离的。
That is to say, we will keep a distance from sin.
那不坐亵慢人的座位啊。
Nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
就是那会轻视神，会讥笑，会不敬畏神的人，我们会注意不要走太近，会被他影响。
Those who are scornful toward God, we actually would keep our distance from them.
因为我们知道，我们要爱那个敬畏神的，要爱神所爱的人。
Because we know we need to fear God and also love those whom God loves.
所以我们投靠主的人，接下去呢，我们一定会注意我们的生活环境。
If we trust in the Lord, we really will pay attention to our environment.
让神的律法在我们的心里面来指导我们的生活。
So that we have the law of God in our heart to direct our ways.
我们要常常去思想神的话语，神的命令啊。
We need to often think and reflect on the law and word of God.
让神的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So that His word shall really become the lamp to our feet and the light to our path.
来指导我们，当我们在做决定的时候，我们有一个准则。
And to become a standard for our decision making.
因为我们每天可能都在做选择。
Every day we may be making decisions.
那我们的选择能够敬畏神，能够让神喜悦。
Let us decide to fear God and to please Him.
看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
第九十七节。
Verse 97.
九十七节。
Verse 97.
我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住地思想。
Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day.
九十八节说，你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
98. You through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies.
第九十九节，我比我的师父更通达，因我思想你的法度。
99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
100. 说我比年老的更明白，因我守了你的训词。
100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts.
你看在这一段里面，他还谈到这个神的话语对我们的帮助。
In this passage, it talks about how the word of God would help us.
当我们能够终日不住的去想，去读神的话语的时候。
If we keep meditating and reading the word of God,
它让我们得到智慧。
It would allow us to be wise.
让我们更通达。
To have more understanding.
让我们真的能够看清楚价值。
To be able to see true values.
所以我们守了神的命令以后，我们就真的得福气，我们变得有智慧，我们真的那个心智会成熟。
If we truly keep the precepts of God, we shall be blessed, we shall have wisdom, and we shall really have spiritual maturity.
我们最后就会感受到神的话语真的很甘甜。
At the end, we will feel that the word of God is sweet.
我们会发现每天我们都需要有神的话语。
We will feel that every day we need the word of God.
所以第103节说，你的言语在我上堂何等甘美啊，在我口中比蜜更甜。
Verse 103 reads, How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
所以我们会尝到主恩的滋味，我们会尝到主话语的甘甜。
When we taste the goodness of Christ, we will actually taste the sweetness of His word.
那我们如果能够这样子昼夜来思想、来遵行啊
，If we are really able to meditate day and night and keep His word,
这个人就是有福的。
This man shall be blessed.
这样的人，他的福气会在他的生命当中呈现出来。
And the blessing will be exhibited in this man's entire life.
所以第一篇的第三节说，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子不枯干，凡他所行的尽都顺利。
And chapter 1 verse 3 said, He shall be like a tree planted by the river's water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
那所以你看我们在生命当中很多事情我们都要想到主耶稣，主他给我们的话语。
In our lives, there are many things that we need to really think about the word from God.
我们是不是真的在心里面敬畏主？
Do Do we really fear God from the heart?
就看我们日常生活当中是时间是怎么安排的。
And actually, we can tell from how we arrange our time normally.
我们跟人是怎么互动的？
How we interact with people.
如果这个人他所说的话，他所做的事，我不满意，我就大发脾气吗？
Do we get angry over someone who does things not according to our ways?
还是我们会禁止我们的口，先祷告，求神来带领？
Or do we restrain our mouth, pray to God first, and ask God to guide us?
我们如果记住神的话语的，
If we remember the word of God,
我们就会谨慎言行，像今天早上所说的。恶人在我眼前的时候，我就把嘴巴关起来。
We would be careful with our words, just as we studied this morning, that we become silent before the wicked.
最好是不要讲话。
The best is we do not speak.
要讲的话，都先在祷告里面跟主耶稣先说再说。
If we really need to speak, we first speak to the Lord in our prayers.
那这样子，我们口中就没有过失。
This way, we shall not sin with our mouth.
我们就不会被罪、被我们的那个情绪控制。
We would not be bounded by our emotion.
那这个时候，其实就像这个树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子。
This is just like a tree planted by the rivers of water and brings forth fruit, a fruit in season.
叶子不枯干，表示我们今天这个生命力，我们的属灵生命是很一直在成长，一直是很旺盛的。
Whose leaf also shall not wither, which means that our spirituality brings forth a lot of livelihood.
凡所行的尽都顺利，这个在说明神与我们同在。
And whatever he does shall prosper. This means that we have the abundance of God in everything we do.
所以我们现在要我们当我们面对我们周遭的人的时候，真的要仔细的去分辨，我们到底要跟从谁啊？
So now, as we interact with people around us, we really need to discern who we shall follow.
接下来，我们现在看诗篇的第三十四十篇。
Now let's read Psalm 40.
诗篇四十篇。
Psalm 40.
四十篇，现在看第四节。
Verse 4.
那倚靠主、不理会狂傲和偏向虚假之辈的，这人变为有福。
Blessed is a man.Who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies?
你看这里提到说倚靠主哦，但是他现在是说不理会骄傲的、狂傲的，就是那个很骄傲的。
Here it says the man who makes the Lord his trust does not respect the proud.
那这个狂傲的，在一个版本里面，他特别有说明这是虚无的神。
In one version, it explicitly explain that this is the one after God of nothing.
哦，那虚假之辈呢？这个有的抄本啊，它特别说明这是偶像。
And in some version, it explains that the lies are referring to idols.
啊，所以我们现在中文和英文我们所看到的，基本上这个狂傲的跟虚假之辈指的都是人方面的。
In the English and the Chinese version that we read normally, both the proud and the lies are referring to that of men.
但是不管这是指的偶像还是虚无的神，其实都告诉我们所当选择的就是要倚靠这位真神。
So whether they refer to the idols or the God of nothing, this actually is telling us the same thing.
如果我们在生活当中真的会倚靠这位神，那我们会对这些虚假的、狂傲的人说不的时候，这个人就是有福。
That is, if we are willing to make God our trust and do not respect these things, then we are the blessed one.
哦，因为如果我们把神当作是最有价值的
，because if we deem God as our most precious,
他是造我的主
，that He is the God who created us,
他是给我生命。
That he has given us life.
他安排我的脚步。
He has arranged our footsteps.
那他在我身上的作为就很多。
And his work in me is bountiful.
所以四十篇的第五节说，主我的神啊，你所行的奇事，并你向我所怀的意念甚多，不能向你陈明。若要陈明，其数不可胜数。
Verse 5 reads, Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done.And your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, there are more than can be numbered.
就是说，神在我们身上的作为，我们要去体会，去感受。
To say, the work of God in us, we really must experience them.
神的意念高过我们的意念，神的道路高过我们的道路。
The will of God and the path of God are beyond us.
我们倚靠神的时候，就会顺服神。
When we trust in God, we will submit to Him.
因为当我们知道神的旨意之后，我们如果去顺着去做，我们就得福气。
When we know the will of God and we submittedly do so, we will have His blessing.
那有时候我们去想主的恩典，越想越多。
Sometimes when we think of the grace of God, we will actually think of more and more.
其实有时候我们人是健忘的，我们通常不会记得那么详细的。
But men are easily forgetting things.
我有一位姐妹，她有一次跟她的先生在有一个争执的时候。
One time when a sister was quarreling with her husband.
这个做先生的跟他的妻子这样说。
The husband said to her.
他说，你都没有为我做什么好事。
You don't do anything good for me.
你都没有帮助我，这个在我的生命低潮中给我做什么做什么，你都没有，什么都没有做。
When I was at the low of my life, you would not do this, this, this.
他这个姐妹被他一问的时候，他就突然之间脑筋空白，想不起来说到底他做了什么事。
And the wife, when she was being asked this, she could not think of anything that she had done.
她一时脑筋空白，就是对啊，她无话可说啊。
Because she drew a blank in her mind, she really had nothing to say.
对啊，好像我没有对你做什么特别的事这样。
It's as if she's thinking in her mind, true, I did not do anything for you.
那这位先生哦，就哇很理直气壮的说，我就跟你说嘛，你就是没有为我做什么事嘛。
And the husband,
关你都你们怎么都不记得。
The husband was thinking, well, since you cannot say anything, it's true what I said, that you haven't really done anything for me.
那个这个姐妹被他一问之后，好像对自己怀疑起来，我到底有没有为我先生做什么事呢？
After she was being asked, she started to doubt whether she really had done anything for her husband.
她跟我问的时候，我就跟她说，你怎么会没有跟他做什么？你做好多事啊。
When she asked me, I said to her, you have done a lot.
因为这对夫妻，小弟也认识啊。
I know this couple.
我就跟他举例说，你他的生命当中如果没有你存在的时候，他现在可能不是这样子的。
I gave her example of if she were not at his life during these particular times, her husband would have been probably not like this.
如果没有你把这个信仰介绍给他，他也不会在主里面。
If you did not introduce your faith to him, he would not be in the Lord today.
如果没有你为这个家庭这样子牺牲然后奉献，你不会有两个孩子。
If you did not sacrifice for this family in this and this way, your family would not have two children.
这个一讲就好多，讲不完了。
So when we started talking, there's so many of these things that we listed.
他说对啊，我当时我什么都没有想到。
And she was thinking at that point, true, I didn't think of any of these.
其实因为这个姐妹，她在付出的时候，她都不会记得说我对你做什么好。
Actually, the sister would not remember the good things that she had done.
因为其实她的观念里面就是我对你做是应该的，她不会特别记住说我对你做什么。
Because in her concept, these are the things that she should have done. She would not think that this is because I was doing you a favor.
因为这个是她丈夫是跟她一体的。
And her husband is really one with her.
所以坐在她的丈夫身上，他觉得不是跟坐在别人身上不一样，他不会特别记录说我做了什么好事在你身上的。
So she would not think about it as if she had done it to someone else, because they're really one.
但其实我们今天在主耶稣基督身上所领受的恩典福气，就像这样子的。
Today, a lot of times the blessings that we have received from God is like this.
有时候我们会忘记了神为我们做什么。
Sometimes we do forget.The blessings that God has done for us. When we really look at it from our own perspective,
我们就看不到别人的好处。
We can't really see from the others.
当我们一直注意我们自己的需要的时候，
We really just focus on our own needs.
就忽略了神对我们的其他各方面的祝福。
We'll end up ignoring the blessings that God has from other angles.
所以其实神在我们身上的工作很多。
Actually, God has done a lot on us.
是奇妙作为，是特殊发生在我们自己的生命里面的。
And these are miraculous, wonderful works that happen to our lives.
如果真的要写，他都写不完了。
If we really were to write them down, we would not be able to finish writing them.
所以我们要常常去想一想主耶稣在我们身上的作为。
So we need to often think about the works that the Lord has done in us.
因着主的引导，所以我们今天能够走到现在这个地步来。
Because of the guidance of God, we are able to walk to where we are today.
但是神的工作不是到此为止，还没有，还没结束。
But the work of the Lord is not done yet.
他要继续带领我们的脚步，一直到我们进入他的国度。
He will continue to guide us until his eternal life, his eternal kingdom.
所以让我们有这样的一个这样一个对神的敬畏的态度。
Let us have this kind of a heart of fearing God.
把我们所有的希望都放在主的身上。
To put all of our hope and trust unto God.
去思念他为我们所做的事，我们就会感谢。
To reflect on what he has done for us and thank him.
好，所以那依靠神的这人有福了。
So blessed is a man who trusts in him.
我们再看四十一篇的第一节。
Let's refer to Psalm 41 verse 1.
四十一篇第一节说：“眷顾贫穷的有福了，他遭难的日子，神必搭救他。”
Blessed is he who considers the poor; the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
这个其实在告诉我们，今天我们需要彼此相爱。
This is telling us that we need to love one another.
主已经这么眷顾我们的。
Our Lord already helps us this much.
那这个贫穷的，不见得是真的是物质上很缺乏的。
The poor may not just be referring to those.Who are poor in the physical sense?
而是这些真的在灵性上、在心理上、在感情上有需要的这些人，需要我们去协助他的。
But those who are poor in spirit, poor in heart, those who need our help.
我们如果眷顾，就是我们会比较体贴的去想到其他人的需要，他们现在正落在这个需要当中的时候。
If we really consider them, we would be able to understand what they need.
那我们会眷顾，表示我们会提供我们所能够帮助的。
Then we would provide what we can.
这样的人遭乱的日子，神就搭救他。
This type of people will be delivered by God in time of trouble.
所以，其实我们要得到福气，我们首先去帮助那有需要的。
So for us to receive blessing, we first need to help those in need.
这是主耶稣在马太福音他所应许的。
This is the promise that our Lord Jesus has given in Matthew.
看马太福音第五章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 5.
我们很熟悉的八福里面的其中一个福气就是这样子。
This actually is listed in the Beatitudes that we are familiar with.
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5.
第七节
Verse 7.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙免连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
所以今天我们会有怜悯的心肠，会眷顾别人。
When we have the heart of mercy to consider others.
眼睛会不会只是看到自己，会看到别人的时候。
Eyes will see others and not just ourselves.
那我们就是有福的。
Then we are blessed.
我们因为我们会有神的心，这个慈悲怜悯的心，去帮助那需要帮助的。
Because we would have the heart of mercy from God to really help those in need.
主的应许在旧约跟在新约都一样。
The promise of God is the same in both the Old and New Testament.
我们在生命当中一定有那个时候，我们需要人的怜悯。
In various times of life, we really have, we will have time when we need mercy from others.
有福的人就是当我们需要被怜悯的时候，我们真的领受从神跟从人来的怜悯。
Those who are blessed will receive mercy from God and from men in times.
我们愿意去怜悯别人，神就怜悯我们了。
If we're willing to be merciful to others, God will be merciful to us.
现在看回来诗篇第三十二篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇
，Psalm 32,
第一节
，Verse 1,
得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。第二节
，Two,
凡心里没有诡诈，神不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
主耶稣教我们的祷告里面，他有一句话是要求我们要做的。
In the prayer that the Lord taught us, He asked us to do one thing.
他赦免我们的罪，像我们赦免赦免我们的债，像我们赦免人的债一样。
He said, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive our debtors."
如果我们今天会愿意饶恕别人、赦免别人
，If we are willing to forgive others today,
神按照我们赦免人的程度来赦免我们的过犯
，Then God will forgive us according to our forgiving of others.
罪被赦免的人就是有福的
，And those.Who are forgiven are blessed.
我们本来应该被刑罚的。
We are to be punished.
神把我们免去的。
But God took away the punishment.
这个叫做福气。
This is blessing.
我们本来应该在地狱里面受刑罚。
We are to be in hell suffering.
但是主他怜悯我们，把我们救出来说，你不用去接受这样的刑罚。
But God had mercy and saved us from this fire of hell.
因为主耶稣为我们去尝了这个死亡的刑罚的滋味了。
He himself died and experienced the suffering for us.
我们不用被再接受刑罚，这个就是有福。
So that we would not have to face this punishment anymore, and this is blessing.
所以让我们的心里真的都是这样子，像主一样，这样真实。
So let our heart be like our Lord.
这么充满爱心。
To be filled with love.
因为关心那个需要帮助的。
To really care for those who are in need.
实际的去赦免，饶恕彼此饶恕。
And to truly forgive one another.
那这样子我们一样可以得到神的赦免，神的饶恕。
In this way, we shall likewise receive forgiveness from God.
当我们有过犯，我们需要神怜悯的时候，神接纳，神把我们的罪恶遮盖，不把它张扬出来。
When we have iniquities, God would actually cover our sins and not let it be proclaimed.
神没有按照我们的过犯来刑罚我们。
And that God does not punish us according to our iniquities.
这不是很有福气吗？
Isn't this a great blessing?
这个就是在诗篇第一节里面他所告诉我们的这个有福的途径。
This actually is the way of blessing that is mentioned in Psalm 1.
从了解我们是神所拣选的人。
From understanding the fact that we are chosen.
到我们愿意来投靠这位主。
To the point where we are willing to trust in him.
到我们愿意能够来要求自己去记住神的话语，按照神的指示来生活。
To the point that we are willing to trust in his word and walk according to his teaching.
到我们愿意可以去彼此关心，互相饶恕。
To the point where we are willing to care for one another and forgive one another.
我们就是有福的。
And we are blessed.
神的恩典就藏在我们身上。
And the blessing of God shall be upon us always.
愿主带领祝福我们。
May God guide and bless us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
227首。
227.